AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Ukraine doesn't have a whole lot of them, so losing one is significant. A U.S.-built F-16 crashed this week. Its pilot killed. Cause undetermined.
Ukraine decided to use its F-16s for the first time to try to shoot down these ballistic missiles, these cruise missiles, drones that Russia launched at Ukraine earlier this week in large numbers. Well, one of the pilots that was really received a lot of training by the United States here in the United States, he was unfortunately piloting an aircraft that went down.
ABC's Louis Martinez. Former President Trump petitioned a federal court in New York City to take over his state hush money trial, in which he was convicted on 34 felony counts and faces sentencing September 18th. Florida gave a lethal injection to Lauren Cole, condemned for murdering a college freshman in 1994 and raping his older sister. This is ABC News. NASA and Boeing decided to go with an attempt to bring the troubled Starliner capsule back to Earth. No crew aboard. Undocking from the International Space Station set for the evening of September 6th. If everything goes right, and that's not assured, the capsule will parachute into White Sands, New Mexico, landing cushioned by inflatable airbags. From Tempe, Arizona, the lonely death of Denise Prudhomme.
Denise Prudhomme scanned into work at a Wells Fargo building on a Friday this month, and it wasn't until the next Tuesday that police were called because her body had been found. Local reports say nobody noticed. She was dead at her desk in her cubicle, and workers smelled a foul odor and then found her, and security called police. Tempe police say she never scanned out after that 7 a.m. Friday entry scan. The cause of death is unknown, but there were no signs of foul play. Police say the investigation is ongoing. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
The John and Gordy Show.
And they also call it a sturgeon moon. I guess easier to catch sturgeon in August.
I'm sure Brittany goes fishing for sturgeon. Right, Brittany?
I'm scared of sturgeon. I have a fear of fish, and my toes are always a neon color. So I have a fear that these sturgeon are just going to come right after my toes.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID-19 is spreading at a high rate right now in the Badger State. That's based on wastewater data, hospital admissions, and lab testing. State epidemiologist Tom Hupt says late summer COVID spikes are now the norm.
That could be due to the fact that people's immunity is starting to wane from last fall's vaccinations.
The new booster shot is rolling out, and he says it should be effective against the current strains. And Milwaukee tenants are suing the city's housing authority, saying it allowed a bedbug infestation to spread. College Court has a reputation in the city. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, since 2019, residents have filed more than 4,000 pest control requests for College Court. But residents claim that remediation never happened, and they had rashes so bad they were bleeding and thought it could be shingles. This lawsuit represents five tenants who are asking the housing authority to quickly solve the problem. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers blank the Giants. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Milwaukee's Aaron Civale and Aaron Ashby combined for a two-hit shutout to give the Brewers a series win over San Francisco. Manager Pat Murphy said the key was getting production with two outs.
We didn't add on a couple times today that I thought we had some opportunities, but all the damage we did was with two outs, right? Again, you know, like two outs, nobody on, and just a simple little walk.
The Brewers piled up 8 hits in the 6-0 victory. Now the Brewers turn the page to a doubleheader Friday against the Cincinnati Reds in Ohio, where temperatures are expected to be around 100 degrees. The Wisconsin Badgers kick off their football season tonight against Western Kentucky at 8 p.m. It's the second year of the Luke Fickell era after going 7-6 a year ago. You can hear the Badgers tonight on our Civic Media stations WRJN, WRCE, WFHR, and WLAK, or on the free Civic Media app. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers at Storm City overnight and some locally heavy rainfall. Temperatures dropping to the middle and upper 60s. For your Friday, morning storms, then plenty of clouds across the area. Highs in the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. It's 69 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We're going to give away some Milwaukee Brewers baseball tickets and our old friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World with a week in review.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, Wisconsin. What is going on? How are we doing tonight, folks? Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. Probably technically the last summer Thursday night. We can ask one of our guests this tonight because he works for Travel Wisconsin. And this is typically the last summer weekend in Wisconsin, but it's a long weekend, so I'll take it. And college football starts. It's a big weekend, but we're getting closer. It's Thursday. I hope you had a great day. I'm grateful that you're here with us tonight to talk about the things we love to talk about, movies and TV and comedy and music. And we've got great guests tonight, a great question, all kinds of fun stuff happening tonight on Nightlight. So it's good that you're here. We're broadcasting statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay. Do you think it's beautiful where we are, Conrad? I mean, I'm looking out the window.
Yeah.
It's not like a ton of beauty, but downtown Green Bay is beautiful, right?
Definitely, yes. Yeah. If you look, well, not out that window, but if you go out the door and look behind us, you got the water right there.
Yeah.
That's what's beautiful over there.
The Brown River. It's beautiful.
Yes.
It's a beautiful place to sit. But it's a summer night. You can't beat it.
It's honestly a nice place to walk along, you know?
It is.
Yeah.
It's a great night, and summer is winding down. What do you think? Do you think summer ends this weekend? Like, will you still act like it's summer? You're going to wear shorts year-round and your high top, so I get it. It's summer. It is an endless summer for Conrad.
Well, I will say it definitely starts to not feel like summer anymore.
Yeah.
That first day when it gets, you know, under 50, somewhere around there.
Under 50.
Okay. Or I guess under 60 I could go, I guess, too. But if I can still golf outside, I don't call it fall yet.
How long will you golf?
Until they tell me no.
Do they shut it down?
Yeah, sometimes they do. Well, okay. I mean, there is fall golf, so I guess I take back my statement.
All right. Well said. I don't know. I think this is like, I guess it's more about kids going back to school that feels like the summer is over.
Yep.
And so I guess technically this is kind of the last summer weekend coming up, but we'll get to the bottom of that because at 7:35 tonight, Logan Rogge will be here from Travel Wisconsin. He is, he's been on the show before. He's very knowledgeable about our state. He's going to tell us what's happening on this long weekend that is approaching, and he'll give us a couple things to look forward to in fall, which personally is my favorite Wisconsin season, I think. I mean, I love summer. There's no better place than Wisconsin in summer. But I love fall. I like that the temperatures come down a little bit. It's beautiful here. And I don't have to wear shorts and show my white legs. So I got that going for me. my legs look like sausages. I always am self-conscious about them because my buddy Mike Siegel, this is how it happens. Like, When I was a comedian in Chicago in the 90s, a bunch of us would get together and play hoops. We play some pickup games. And the first thing my friend Mike Siegel would always say to me is, nice white legs, Pete. It's like just like a throwaway line. I'm like, I can't help it. Like, what am I supposed to do? Put tanning cream on?
You could do that.
I could. What would that? It's not going to make me, it's not going to get me bigger air. So I'm self-conscious because of one of my best friends. It's not fair. I've never really had a tan, so I don't have much use for, I don't want to say summer, but I'm just not that guy. I'm not going to try to, like, because if I try hard enough, I'll kind of bronze. I'll get like a deep red. But is that worth it?
The sunburn is never worth it.
No, it's not. And sometimes it happens anyway. Even if you put sunblock on,
yeah,
you get that kind of farmer tan going. And what do you think a farmer tan says when he has an actual farmer tan? Does he just call that a tan?
I got tan today.
I got a city folk tan, honey. No. So I can't handle, I just don't like it. So I like fall better, I guess is what I'm saying. But we will talk to Logan Rogge at 7:35 from Travel Wisconsin. He's a great guy, great interview. He's been on the show before. And then we have a really exciting guest at 8:20. Sean Hanisch will be here. Sean made a documentary about the Brewers called Just a Bit Outside. And it covers the 82 Brewers and their run to the World Series and kind of what happened. They lost to the Cardinals. I remember that because I was sort of a new Wisconsinite at the time, and the Brewers were in the World Series. I was like, oh, wow. So all my friends were heartbroken that the Brewers did not win. But Sean has a documentary about it. And this kind of fascinates me. Like, you know, Sean, I looked at his IMDb page. He's also a writer and director of narrative films. And he's worked with some pretty big actors, Michelle Monaghan, Minnie Driver. He's got good credits. Like, this guy is a bona fide filmmaker. And I love that he's had success as a narrative film director. And then he goes and makes this documentary. My buddy Steve Burrows has done that. Also a Wisconsinite. And that's a talent. You know, when you can kind of master both mediums. Anyway, Just a Bit Outside will be opening, I think, September 13th. We'll get all the we'll get the lowdown from Sean when he's here. That'll be a fun visit. And did he sound cool, Conrad, when you were interacting with him?
Definitely, yeah.
Or was he like, whatever, man, yeah, I'll be there?
No, he was not like that.
He's got one of those pictures, like, I looked him up. He just looks like a nice guy.
Yeah, he does.
You know, I can't see him. But honestly, like, if he came on and he was kind of a jerk, that would kind of be funny, too. I'd be okay with that because I wouldn't be expecting it, you know? So, but I'm sure he's not. Sean Hanisch will be here at 8:20. We will talk about his documentary. I'm curious to see it. And, boy, that was way before your time, huh? What have you heard about that? Yeah, I'm sure your folks are Brewer fans.
Well, yeah, that was way before my time. About 18 years.
Okay, yeah. Did your parents even know each other yet? Probably not.
No, they did not.
Conrad was not even a thought.
Nope.
All right. So, but they're both big Brewer fans.
I would say my dad is, you know, they don't get much into baseball.
Okay.
But, I mean, yeah, I'm a big Brewers fan, so.
It's tough with baseball. I mean, even if you're a big baseball fan, you can't watch 162 games.
Well,
it's just,
yeah, that's...
I love that it's on if you want something or if you want to watch sports, but, you know...
I will say they made it easier with the time clock for pitchers now.
Yeah, apparently.
It goes by in like 2 hours or something around there.
I haven't watched any baseball this summer, so I really don't even know, but everybody I've talked to said the same thing you're saying.
Well, if you're a Chicago White Sox fan this year, that sucks for you.
Oh, God. I'm not a Sox fan, but all my friends, I grew up cheering for the Cubs. And, you know, they're making a little push here at the end with your boy, Craig Counsell. But the Sox, like, all my Sox fan friends are, like, just posting funny stuff. Like, it's just gotten to the point where they're so bad it's laughable. And that's sad.
Well, I mean, I don't even know what they're playing for anymore. They've been out of contention for a while.
Yeah, but they got to play. Can't just be like, come on, coach. What are we doing here?
So I saw this this tweet today. I shared it with you. I don't know if you looked at it, but yesterday at the game, some guy came into the stadium and saw 17 people in the stands.
Oh, I did not see that.
And there's a picture of it. Only 17 people in the in his first pitch.
That is awful.
Yeah, that's like the Oakland A's last year.
There are more people at a Pony League game.
Yes.
And they're probably seeing better baseball.
Yeah.
No, a friend of mine posted, I think a guy stole second and the catcher threw it to second, hit the guy in the face. He wasn't even waiting for it. Just awful. It's so bad.
Currently in the White Sox.
Terrible. But anyway, getting back to summer in Wisconsin. It's winding down. Logan Rogge is here. We're going to talk a little bit about summer this weekend, what we can look forward to. But our question tonight is, what's the coolest place you went to this summer in Wisconsin? What is the coolest Wisconsin place you went this summer? Let us know, and we'll share ours too. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Conrad, you cannot say your apartment. That is not acceptable.
Okay, I'll say...
Even though there's no place like home.
The Civic Media Studio
there
in Green Bay.
That's much better. So let us know the coolest place you went this summer in our state. It is the state of summer, as I like to call it, Wisconsin. This is national. This is funny. You updated the sheet. We always talk about days of the year.
Yep.
And I saw... The first thing I saw was more herb and then less salt day. I'm like, what a weird day that is. And then I'm like, oh, herb. Okay, more herb. Like they're trying to get people to cut down on salt.
Yes.
That makes sense. Because I know people that still say herb. Yeah, you know, make something at home. Put some herbs in there. I'm like, no, it's not a herb.
Who's herb?
Who's herb? And don't cook him.
Yeah.
You know, and I have also friends that still say salmon instead of salmon.
Well, that's bad.
Yeah, they're in their 40s. So I thought that was funny. So Herb Day, maybe that was a question. What's your favorite herb?
I don't even know.
I would say Herb Tarlick from WKRP in Cincinnati. You sent me this thing too yesterday. I thought it was cool. This kid goes into a museum and breaks a 3,500-year-old artifact. It was a jar from the time of, like, well, before Jesus walked the earth. And this four-year-old spaz knocks it over and breaks it.
So I got to say something about it, though. Why is it just in the open for...
Well, they said that's how they like people to view art in this museum. It's the Schecht, I think, called museum. It's called the Schecht Museum in Israel. It was positioned at the entrance. It was dated the Middle Bronze Age between 2200 and 1500 BC, predates the time of King David and King Solomon, and is characteristic of the Canaan region. I mean, part of that is on the museum, right?
Yes,
a kid,
has to be.
He probably thought there were like cookies in there or something. Yeah. And the kid's dad was like, oh, I was upset with him. Well, yeah, I can't really blame the kid.
That's what I was thinking too. Like, how much blame can you really put on a 4-year-old?
Right. Where were the parents? Like, they didn't see that artifact when they walked in.
Yeah.
Hey, we better keep our spaz kid from that. He's not the most coordinated kid in the world. And they said the museum is going to put it together and they're going to invite them back to have another tour so they can have a look. I guarantee this time the kid will be in a straitjacket. But the museum's very forgiving. So, all right, we got a lot to talk about. There's some good shows coming out. And Logan Rogge is here at 7:35. Great to have you with me on the last Thursday of summer. This is Pete Schwabe in Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey. Hey, we're
pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, they put out fake AI photos of
Taylor Swift saying that she endorsed him.
Right, and Trump retweeted that, and of course, all of that is untrue.
Don't mess with the Swifties. You'll have my daughters showing up.
I mean, it's a whole new level of Swift boating.
Trump and Las Vegas might get Swift boated, all right? Taylor Swift boated.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. I got to read this text last night because we did a pre-record with Bill Rabane, the director. During said pre-record, we got a text from one of my favorite name texters. That's Steady Eddie from the 608. We missed this last night because we were off the air, but he says, I was living at the Village Apartments and attending UW Stevens Point in 1975. The young woman living across the hall told me they had appeared in the movie Giant Spider Invasion as extras. I saw the Giant Spider Invasion on TV years later. There's a scene that takes place in a movie theater. It's low lit, but if I look real hard and use my imagination, I see Lori, Karen, and Kathy. I assume those are his friends. He says, I think the universe is speaking to us tonight. I think it's time for the sequel, Giant Spider Invasion 2, starring Brian Kelly. That's the giant spider. He says, Pete, you get my vote for a co-director. Oh, because Bill would be the director. Yeah, that's fine. He says, let the serendipity begin. Great text, Steady Eddie, and sorry we missed it last night. I do remember when I watched that film that they had shot at UW Stevens Point. So the next time I'm in that area, I'm going to look around on the campus and see what see if I can see anything familiar. I'll have to give it another watch. That was a fun interview. So we were talking about this kid that broke this artifact. Here's what drives me even more crazy. Okay, sure, the parents, like if that was me, I'm protective to begin with, but I don't want to be the guy whose kid breaks something. That's why I'm protective. Like if that artifact were there, I would know it's going to be one of my kids that bumps it. So I would grab them and say, look at that, you guys. And I'd hold them by the back of the head and I'd say, look at that. And I would control the distance, how far away they were. But, you know, you can't control every single thing your kids do. So here are the comments on People Magazine. This is Eric commenting. Some children suffer from idiot parent syndrome. Okay. Here's another one. This person calls herself, I'm a lady too. Whatever happened to actually parenting? What is happening when these people are just judging other people? They're sitting in a basement. Their only existence is probably online. Are you telling me honestly? Like my kids have done stuff, not to a 3,500-year-old artifact, but everybody makes mistakes like this, and you're judging other people's parents. It's not, they didn't buy an AK-47 and go into a school. They knocked over a jar that was unprotected. That's unacceptable to some people online, the comment people online who just love to rip on other people. How sad is it that you get all your self-esteem from making comments anonymously about stuff you read in the news that's already happened? So sad.
So a lot of these museums have like bring kids under 5, get them for free, you know?
Sure.
You think they charge now?
Yeah, whatever a 3,500-year-old jar is worth. Most people, listen, don't worry, we're going to pay for that. Nope. I'm dining and dashing, man. I am already in the car by the time that thing hits the ground.
By the way, kids get in for $500.
Yeah, that's fair.
Adults get in for free.
Totally fair. Appleton, Jim from Appleton checks in. He says, hello, Pete. Spending the last Thursday of the summer at Waverly Beach in Menasha, enjoying the heck out of 7,000 apart. He could do a lot better, Jim. Great band. Love those guys. Tell them hi if you talk to them after the show. Carolyn says, it's called Nowhere. Where would that be from? It's called Nowhere. Do you know what Carolyn's talking about, Conrad? What were we talking about at 7:15? Maybe our question.
Yeah.
She didn't go anywhere.
It's called, she went nowhere.
Is that what you're saying, Carolyn? You didn't go anywhere in response to tonight's question, which I will repeat. Where's the coolest place you went in Wisconsin this summer? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Carolyn says, it's called Nowhere. Carolyn's got some sass tonight. That sounds like a sassy comment. Snarky? Is that a better word than sassy?
Snarky's good.
Snarky's good, yeah. I like that. Carolyn is snarky. We know Carolyn. Craig Anthony Kinnett says, I wonder if it was preschool day at the museum and they had their insurance paid up. Boy, I hope so, Craig. Craig has worked with his share of kids. And can you imagine trying to file a claim for that? Yeah, we broke this 4,000-year-old jar. Oh, how did that? Sorry to hear that. How did that happen? Well, a 4-year-old kid knocked it off the pedestal right by the front door. Oh, wasn't behind glass or anything? Nope.
It was only open.
Yeah, go ahead and file that so we can laugh at you. The other thing I thought was interesting, Indiana Jones, and you sent this to me too, his hat, it's a fictional character, Harrison, the hat Harrison Ford wore as Indiana Jones was auctioned off for a ton of money.
Yeah.
It's like, was it $500,000?
Yeah. That reminds...
630,000.
We were talking about something else that was auctioned off. I forgot what it was. It is just like that. I can't believe it goes for that much.
I mean, look, I think some stuff is really good. There are things I would really want that have been in movies.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'll never have the money to pay that kind of... I don't know what I would do if I did have that money. Maybe I would buy it, but I mean, I don't know. You got Harrison Ford's, probably his sweat stain is still on the hat. It's probably totally... Steven Spielberg probably touched it. I mean... I like things that you can tie to moments or people. Like that to me has real value, not $630,000 worth of value. But
are you wearing the hat?
I don't, maybe. Maybe on a first date as a conversation
there
piece.
There we go. I bought this hat for $630,000.
You like my lid? and then go Dutch treat at the end of the date. Oh, you paid $630,000 for a hat. You can't pick up the tab. This is, I thought was funny too. People are weird about this stuff. Like I remember this summer when Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa were kind of jockeying. They were in a competition to break, the home run record.
Yeah.
And Mark McGwire pulled ahead and they knew he was going to break it. And one of the people, one of the talking heads said, well, I hope some greedy fan doesn't get the ball. Like they were already setting the stage for making someone feel guilty for getting a souvenir. Mark McGwire breaks Hank Aaron's record. And it happened. And the kid got swept up in all of it. And this is a true story. This kid got the ball as a souvenir and they made this big to do Major League Baseball after the game. And he said, Mr. McGwire, I think this belongs to you. And I'm a good American citizen because I'm not cashing in. I'm sorry. That is not the American way. Cashing in is the American way. And this kid felt really stupid 2 years later.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they gave him like a couple of tickets. I'm sorry. You can't make that. That was such a sham by Major League Baseball.
I need season tickets for every single season for my whole life.
I don't even care. I'm selling the ball for millions of dollars.
I mean, that's definitely number one.
Right.
But they should have offered him at least something. Like, a couple tickets, maybe a signed bat or something, but that's terrible for what it is.
You offer me a signed bat, I'll tell you what you can do with that bat. I'm keeping the ball. I don't care. Mark McGwire, I'm like, what am I going to pal around with him? He's going to be my friend now? No. Thanks, kid. See you later. You're a good citizen. All right. Logan Rogge. It's coming up next. We're going to talk about Wisconsin, the state of summer. We'll delve into fall a little bit. It's going to be a fun talk. Let us know what your favorite thing or favorite place you went this summer was. That's our question of the night, 855-752-4842. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Oh, yeah, we only get what we get.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Ukraine doesn't have a whole lot of them, so losing one is significant. A U.S.-built F-16 crashed this week. Its pilot killed. Cause undetermined.
Ukraine decided to use its F-16s for the first time to try to shoot down these ballistic missiles, these cruise missiles, drones that Russia launched at Ukraine earlier this week in large numbers. Well, one of the pilots that was really received a lot of training by the United States here in the United States, he was unfortunately piloting an aircraft that went down.
ABC's Louis Martinez. Former President Trump petitioned a federal court in New York City to take over his state hush money trial, in which he was convicted on 34 felony counts and faces sentencing September 18th. Florida gave a lethal injection to Lauren Cole, condemned for murdering a college freshman in 1994 and raping his older sister. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID-19 is spreading at a high rate right now in the Badger State. That's based on wastewater data, hospital admissions, and lab testing. State epidemiologist Tom Hupt says late summer COVID spikes are now the norm.
That could be due to the fact that people's immunity is starting to wane from last fall's vaccinations.
The new booster shot is rolling out, and he says it should be effective against the current strains. And Milwaukee tenants are suing the city's housing authority, saying it allowed a bedbug infestation to spread. College Court has a reputation in the city. According to the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel, since 2019, residents have filed more than 4,000 pest control requests for College Court. But residents claim that remediation never happened, and they had rashes so bad they were bleeding and thought it could be shingles. This lawsuit represents five tenants who are asking the housing authority to quickly solve the problem. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. One of America's favorite entertainers is writing her autobiography as a Broadway musical. Yahoo News reports that Dolly Parton will bring glitz and glamour to the stage in New York and do it on her terms. The show will tell the story of her humble childhood and growing up with 11 siblings in Tennessee and follow her rise to fame in Nashville. As fun as that may sound, it gets even better as her music will be showcased throughout the story. Hello, I'm Dolly will premiere in 2026. Will Ben Affleck ever recover from his failed marriage of almost 2 years to Jennifer Lopez? Robert Kennedy Jr.'s daughter, Kik, might have the answers. According to Page Six, Kik, whose real name is Kathleen, which is actually much easier to say with Kennedy, the duo has been hanging out at various spots around L.A. over the last several months. Spokespeople for Affleck and Kennedy say the two are just friends who hang out at hotels alone and have sex. I paraphrase the last part. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A few lingering clouds and showers this morning, then gradually clearing this afternoon as we head into an absolutely incredible Labor Day weekend. Today, 79. Tonight, clear 56. Tomorrow, sunshine 82. And then sunny, highs in the mid-70s on Sunday and Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, yes. React to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, Rocker will be back in the studio with a Max Inc. preview.
And believe it or not, we might just have an opinion or two.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Dinner dressed in blue.
Great to have you with me on this Thursday night in the beautiful state of Wisconsin as summer winds down. And the weather, in my opinion, gets just fine. I love the weather, how it is. I don't like really hot. I don't like really cold. This, to me, is like the absolute perfect weather we're having right now. I don't even mind that it's a little bit overcast. That's okay, too. But as summer winds down and you start to make your plans for fall and look back on your summer, remind yourself there's a big weekend coming up. And what better way to talk about a big weekend, maybe the last summer weekend in Wisconsin, than with someone from Discover Wisconsin. And that is who joins us now for the second time. Logan Rogge from Discover Wisconsin makes an appearance on Nightlight. Hi, Logan.
Hi, Pete. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be on the program again.
Well, it's about time, sir.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's been a lot happening this summer and looking forward to, you know, helping folks discover all the unexpected opportunities this weekend and make the most of Labor Day.
How has your summer been, my friend? Have you had a good summer? I call Wisconsin the summer state because this is the place you want to be in the summer. I don't think there's anywhere better. Not that I've been everywhere, but it's a delightful place in the summer. Have you had a good one?
Yeah, it's been a very enjoyable summer. I've been getting out and about exploring Wisconsin. Did a couple camping trips, have gone to a few festivals, including the Bristol Renaissance Fair. Went there a few weeks back, and that's actually wrapping up this weekend. They have their last weekend of the fair, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So if you're looking to get your ye olde on, Bristol Renaissance Fair is a great option.
That's fantastic. What have you now? You said you went there. Have you done any other big stuff this summer? Like, I feel like a guy like you who is in the know about all things Wisconsin, what did you do that was on your supposed bucket list for this summer?
So I had a fantastic camping trip at Harrington Beach State Park. That's about halfway between Port Washington and Sheboygan, but it's really a great base camp to explore the wider area. So we had started the trip off by going to Lion's Den. It's a Ozaukee County park with some really stunning views. They got almost 100-foot cliffs right there on the edge of Lake Michigan. And then spent a little time exploring Port Washington, had some appetizers next to the marina there, and then got out and I saw Kohler Andre State Park. It's just south of Sheboygan, and it's truly a wonder of Wisconsin. We list it as such on travelwisconsin.com. We call it one of our wonders of Wisconsin because it's one of those places that make you say, wow, that's in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So it was a really fun trip and highly recommend all the places I stopped.
That's really cool. And you know what? I'll share my big high point in terms of our state this summer was just a couple weeks ago. I took my family to Door County, and the place we stayed at in Egg Harbor, Logan, is like, you look out at Green Bay. We were on the Bayside. And there's like a half a mile of trees before you hit the water. And I'm like, and my daughter said, it looks like Costa Rica. Like, I didn't know there were views of Wisconsin that equaled what I was looking at. It was like simply the most beautiful, picturesque place in our state I think maybe I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's deceptive. You know, people think they need to travel the coast to get those ocean-like experiences or those island getaways. But no, you can find them right here in Wisconsin.
Absolutely. All right. So I saw the email you sent out earlier in the week. Labor Day is upon us, typically often considered the last weekend of summer. There's a lot going on in the state. Where do people typically like to go? Is there a most popular place for a Labor Day in Wisconsin?
So, you know, Labor Day, it's really full of possibilities to make memories in whatever way you want to make them. If that's going to one of our spirited, lively celebrations and festivals, we got more than 100 of them listed on travelwisconsin.com for the weekend. There's also these only in summer experiences that people are going to be going to this weekend. That's, you know, drive-in diners, it's show ski performances, pizza farms. And, you know, there's other ways to just take in the outdoors that people will be really looking forward to this weekend. So if you want to hike or bike, you can use the Wisconsin Trail Report. It's a great resource to find trail networks to get outside and enjoy Labor Day weekend.
I want to talk about pizza farms, but where's a good, I mean, I think there's a lot of biking trails in the state, but are there any that stand out? Like if people are making last minute plans right now or want to put the bikes on the car and say, where do we go? Where would you steer them?
I would suggest the Elroy Sparta State Trail. It's considered the first rail to trail project in the entire country. Huh. But really the standout feature there is they have these former railroad tunnels that just cut through the rock that you have to get off your bike and walk your bike through. It's, you don't want to be biking in the dark. Right. But it's just this kind of cooling experience to just walk through these tunnels, and they're only open seasonally. I can't recall exactly when the tunnels close for the season, but I know it's in the fall. That would be one of my top recommendations for folks who are looking to spend the weekend on two wheels.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. What is a pizza farm? That's the first time I've ever heard that phrase.
So yeah, this is a really cool, unique sort of Wisconsin experience. It's not farmers growing pizza. It's farmers taking what they've grown and making pizza. So
okay.
they invite you to their farm. They're making from scratch pizzas and they're topping it with ingredients that they grow and raise right there on the farm. So it's a really wonderful experience to just show up, throw a blanket down on the farm. Enjoy some pizza. You often hear some local musicians playing live music right there, and you're going to find plenty of them throughout the state, but especially on our western border along the Wisconsin Great River Road. There's options from the Stone Barn, Suncrest Gardens, and Wing Haven, which I had an opportunity to visit last summer. Really, really cool. It's just tucked away in this river valley. And during the evening hour when the golden light is out, it's just, breathtaking.
Wow. That sounds fantastic. Conrad and I thought maybe there was a place that pizzas grew on trees and we could go pizza picking and do some apple picking. And kind of.
If only, Pete, if only.
They'll figure it out. All right. So that drive-in eateries, too. Who doesn't love a drive-in? In fact, I think we still have some drive-in theaters. I think there's one in Door County. I think there's one up by Eagle River. But let's start with eateries first. Do you have a favorite, or is there a hot spot people like to go typically?
So if you're going to be in the Northwoods this weekend, Yeti's Drive-In, that's a great option for folks. They got locations in both Crandon and Eagle River. And, they serve up premium frozen custard, cheese curds, burgers, and more. And don't forget, before you leave, you got to get a photo with Yeti's famous Yeti statue. And then there's a couple more options in Southwest Wisconsin. Rudy's Drive-In. They've been a family tradition since 1933. And they have locations in both La Crosse and Sparta. It's got that kind of classic, iconic drive-in look and feel about it. And they're really known for their chili dogs. So try that out.
Very cool. And then water ski shows, Logan. What I know, when I was a kid and we used to go up to the Three Lakes area, they had great water ski shows. I know Krivitz has, I can't think of the name of it offhand, but they have a great water ski show. Where would you steer people?
Yeah, so water ski shows, it's kind of one of those iconic traditions of summer. It's communities all throughout the state that they form teams that razzle and dazzle folks, with eye-catching costumes and impressive acts. And most often the seasons run from Memorial Day through Labor Day. So you'll find a lot of final performances happening this weekend. One option that you can consider is the Mad City Ski Team in Madison. They're a 11-time national champion. So, they know their stuff.
Yeah.
And they put on their final show for the season on Sunday.
So
plus
sad.
Madison, they're also hosting the Taste of Madison Food Festival this weekend. Okay. So it's a perfect kind of food and show combination you can put together there.
Are you a water skier?
I am not.
Same. I've tried to get up. I've never been successful. I'm just not that coordinated, I don't think. But my guest is Logan Rogge from Discover Wisconsin. He is joining us tonight on Nightlight. Not a first timer, but definitely the guy with the knowledge. If you want to take in somewhere fun in Wisconsin on Labor Day weekend. And, people say it's the last weekend of summer, and some of the things you're saying make me sad. How do you combat that? How do you, I mean, do you look forward to fall, Logan? I mean, we have such a great fall here in Wisconsin as well. I mentioned apple picking and the colors. What's your favorite season, and how would you tell people, or what would you tell them to look forward to in fall?
I mean, that's the beauty of it, isn't it? We're in all seasons destination, so there's something new and exciting and fresh each season. So sure, you know, you might be a little, like you might have a little bit of the blues when the summer stuff goes away, but then that rolls into all those fall activities. And you just hit it right there, you know, apple picking, pumpkin patches, corn mazes. Yeah. I mean, the color alone, you know, we're nearly half covered in forest as a state. So anywhere you go, you're going to find just these vibrant hues of crimson and orange and yellow. And we at Travel Wisconsin try to help folks make the most of this beautiful but brief fall season with our fall color report. It's a interactive map, if you've seen it, and it keeps folks updated on the status of the leaves as they go from green to peak color. And you can use it as a planning resource. You can find a destination, click it on the map. You'll get recommendations for nearby activities, lodging, places to eat, and more. And you can check that out at travelwisconsin.com/fallcolorreport.
That's a great one. Forgot about that. travelwisconsin.com/fallcolorreport. Fall color report. All right. Definitely check that out, people, if you're listening. Before I have another question about fall, during summer, is there a most popular spot in Wisconsin or where you see those tourism dollars roll in?
So we're fortunate that the economic impact of tourism is spread across the state. Certainly there are destinations that see more visitors, but in 2023, we recorded a record-breaking $25 billion in economic impact from the tourism economy. Phenomenal. And what's even more phenomenal is all 72 counties saw a year-over-year increase in economic impact. So we know visitors are going to communities throughout the state, spending their dollars, helping local and small businesses, and it's a great feeling.
Billions of dollars. How much of that do you get? They give you a taste?
Enough to help people plan their adventures.
Enough to appear on Nightlight for sure and stick around for a few minutes after the working day. Okay, so let's just talk about anything else big going on this weekend you wanna pitch or tell people about, a festival other than the medieval one.
Yeah, you know, if you're into something a little unexpected, I'd suggest going to Hudson for the Midwest Championship Sheepdog Trial.
Whoa!
It sounds as what the name implies. It's just this marvelous like herding competition. And it's a 5-day display of skill from the dogs and the handlers alike that started today and it runs through Monday. And you'll find that at the Badlands Snow Park near Hudson.
Oh, that's fantastic. Very cool. Okay, so let's turn, if you don't mind, give us a quick look ahead to fall. Because I know I took my kids to a cranberry farm several years ago and I was fascinated, like how they're made, that we transport so many cranberries from the state all over the world. And something about the cranberry just sounds fall-like to me.
I mean, you're exactly right, Pete. We wear the crown when it comes to cranberries. Wisconsin is the highest producing cranberry region in the entire world. And there's really a lot of ways for visitors to take in that experience. Whether or not that's a marsh tour, you'll find several options. Splash of Red cranberry tours, that's in Pittsville. I'm not sure if that's where you went, but it's put on by the local.
We went to Eagle River. Let's do this. We got to do a quick thing. I have a couple more questions. Logan Rogge is here from Discover Wisconsin, filling us in on everything we need to know for this weekend and the upcoming fall travel season. This is Pete Schwabba in Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sat there at the table and asked. acted real naive. Her and knew that topless lady has something up her sleeve.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. We are hanging out with Logan Rogge from the Discover Wisconsin. He is filling us in on what is happening around the state here on the last weekend of summer. I keep torturing myself by saying that, but he's telling us what's up on Labor Day weekend, and we were talking about cranberry farms. Logan, the place that we went to was in the Eagle River area, and there was this guy. I don't know where they found this guy, but he was great. He called himself Cranberry Jerry. And he used to be a lawyer, but he loves cranberry so much. He runs tours now. I mean, he was the perfect guy, and he would eat a cranberry right out of the water. Like, he's like Mr. Cranberry. It was so much fun. And but please continue with what you were saying about cranberries, because it's fascinating to me.
No, I love to hear that. I mean, a lot of folks just don't know what the cranberry industry is like in Wisconsin, and there's tons of ways to discover cranberries in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You had mentioned Eagle River. They're putting on their Cranberry Fest October 5th and 6th.
Okay.
There's going to be more than 4 tons of cranberries sold at that festival.
Wow.
And it's a great way to taste something like cranberry soup or cranberry brats. You can go on a visit of a nearby marsh and just experience the Northwoods charm of Eagle River. But there's also tour options. There's the Cranberry Highway. It's a scenic drive in central Wisconsin, and plenty of more ways to take in the harvest season.
Absolutely. And cranberries taste great in everything except when you're just eating a cranberry. It's kind of an enigma. It's a weird fruit. But
you need a little sugar to balance out the tart.
That's true. So, all right. So let's do something fun here, and then I want to ask you what you're watching on TV, and then we'll let you get out of here and get on with your night. But what is... If you had to pick 3 spots in Wisconsin, someone said, you've got to see these 3 things in Wisconsin, working where you work and being a guy in the know, what would be your 3 spots?
Oh, it's tough to limit it to just 3.
I know.
But I've been really impressed by the wonders of Wisconsin I've visited. That's our kind of 10 wow-worthy, just really bucket-worthy list places to go.
I like that.
And I had the opportunity to visit Yerkes Observatory earlier this year. That's in the Lake Geneva area, and truly phenomenal. It's the birthplace of modern astrophysics, but
whoa,
it's also an architectural wonder, and they offer tours there. So definitely check that out.
Okay.
Then with fall coming up, I would definitely put Eagle River at the top of that list, Eagle Tower at the top of that list as well. That's in Peninsula State Park,
yeah,
in Door County, and it's a fully accessible observation tower. So it's almost an 800-foot ramp that goes up to the top of this tower, and you have this feeling of just walking through the canopy. Really, really exceptional destination. And the last one I would suggest is Taliesin. I mean, who would ever think that we have a UNESCO World Heritage Site here in Wisconsin?
Huh.
But you'll find that at the birthplace, or at the home, the studio, and the school of Frank Lloyd Wright, Taliesin.
Oh, nice.
Wonderful, wonderful place to go. I mean, architectural buffs will love it. History lover or lovers will love it. Everyone's going to have a good time there.
Those are some pretty good answers. I would imagine you could do that in your sleep, my friend. don't forget, if you're going to Door County, if anybody visits Door County to see Eagle Tower, that's one thing. But there are live theaters there that go. Last year, I took the kids to Peninsula State Park to the Peninsula Players. We saw a Sherlock Holmes show outside. It was one of their last shows of the season. Those just scream fall, too. They've got a bonfire during the intermission. You can have wine and cheese outside before the show starts, right on the shores of Green Bay. I mean, you talk about a wonderland in all seasons. That's Door County.
That's a great recommendation. Yeah. They have fantastic live theater in Door County. Northern Sky Theater is up there with them,
right,
too. They have indoor theater, too, that extends that live performance season into the fall.
Oh, Fish Creek, right, has the they have a phenomenal space there. I can't remember the name of it, but just tons of culture in Door County. Logan, thanks for your time tonight. I don't know if you remember this last time. I always ask people what they're watching. I want to know what you're binge watching, if you can give a recommendation other than videos about Wisconsin. Step outside your comfort zone. And what are you watching?
I just wrapped up the first season of the show Dark Matter on Apple TV Plus.
I saw that as well.
Really fun, sci-fi heavy show. So you kind of have to be into that sort of genre, but that was good. And I'm really looking forward to The Rings of Power on Amazon.
Rings of Power.
Oh, okay. It's a Tolkien spinoff. So nice. Season two of that is premiering. And of course, you know, if you haven't checked out the Wisconsin season of Top Chef, put that on the list. It's great.
I thought you might say that. Any movies? Did you see any summer blockbusters?
You know, I've been meaning to, but I just haven't been able to get out. The last one I saw was Furiosa, which I loved that.
That was great. Yeah. Hey, buddy, thank you for your time. Thank you for steering us in beautiful areas of our state. This is the state of summer, and it's about to become the state of fall. You can't do much better than Wisconsin in fall either. So keep up the great work, and don't be a stranger. Let's connect a little sooner than we did last time.
Appreciated chatting with you, Pete. And, you know, if you ever need any trip ideas, travel ideas, just check out travelwisconsin.com.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time, buddy. Have a great night.
You as well.
All right. That's Logan Rogge from Discover Wisconsin. Man, he knows his stuff. Conrad, we got to go out pizza picking. Let's find a pizza tree.
Yes.
And we'll fill up the cart.
See, I'm only going to the mushroom pizza tree.
That's right. We covered that last night. That's right. Where are you going? You got one place to go in Wisconsin this fall. Think fall, because it's right around the corner. Besides Lambeau Field, where are you going?
Well, you just took my number one answer there.
Yeah, you live over there anyway. Don't you live kind of by
You know, I it's so great to, no matter what time of year, it's great to get out to Door County.
True.
And last year I went like late September. It was beautiful out there. We had some good days still out there, but we got outside. I mean, we even played football outside out there. It was really fun.
You played football?
Yeah.
You know, I was about your age when I played my last game of tackle, like recreational tackle football with my friends from high school.
Yeah.
Do you still do that?
No, we didn't play tackle. We were just like, you know, just messing around, just playing two-hand touch.
That's the way to go.
Yes.
We were playing tackle till I was like probably about 26. And then one day we all almost died. The next day you wake up and you can't even move. And it's like, yeah, okay, I think we're done with this.
That hits you like a truck.
Exactly. All right. We've got Sean Hannish coming up soon to talk about his new documentary. And that's going to be a lot of fun. Sean is a great filmmaker, writer, director. It's going to be a lot of fun here to have him on Nightlight. And stay tuned for more Nightlight fun after the Civic Media award-winning news team keeps you informed. This is Pete Schwabe in Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
Fred Gutenberg, whose daughter was killed in the Parkland shooting, joins me next. We'll talk about why Derek Van Orten is unfit to serve another term in U.S. Congress.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass, though. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.